KNSS News Time now, 6:50 here on this, what is this, a Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, the election's effect on social classes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, deep stuff.
Oh, that's, we're going into psychology here. Yeah, well, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You know, one reason that we've seen some headline-driven volatility in the markets is because the markets do not like uncertainty. Presidents have very little to do with the market direction, but not knowing who is going to be in office can create temporary bumps that, you know, are coming from that uncertainty. Well, a president has, you know, if they have both houses of Congress, or if they're capable of convincing the other side, well, that can affect legislation that could move the stock market. Otherwise, it's just candidate talk that may create temporary volatility. A candidate's proposed ideas could affect markets if they become law. Well, let's say candidate number one's proposed taxes on high earners making more than $400,000. Well, would be used primarily to address increased funding for Social Security and other programs. It would cost high earners about 2% more and help make up for lower taxes for low earners and middle class. Also, capital gains taxes would jump to 28% from the current 21%, which would translate to 33% of the net investment income surtax of 5% added. Now, it's currently, this gets kind of complicated, but it's currently at 23.8% when you add the 20% capital gains rate with the 3.8% surcharge, as for Medicare and everything. They expect to expand child and newborn tax credits and help home buyers with that big tax credit. Well, candidate number two's plan would place a 10% protectionist tariff on global goods, 60% tariff on imports from China, exempt from Social Security, from taxes, retaining current tax cuts and further tax cut corporate and further cut corporate taxes to 15%. Boy, as I'm reading this back, this is sounding really complex. Several budget forecasters at the Penn Wharton School of Business, Reuters, and the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget have worked out to model the effects of the deficit if all goes well for either candidate and their goals. The higher tax model number one is projected to increase the national debt by about $1.4 trillion over a 10-year period. Plan number two, tax reduction tariff plan, would increase the deficit by about $4 trillion over 10 years. Now, that's what they say. Of course, if you have any questions about this, I'll try to straighten it out. You can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 267-0600. Great, great subject for a Monday morning. Morning, Steve. What do you think, Steve?
I don't think so.
You don't think what?
I don't think so. I disagree with everything you said. I didn't know how to put it nicely, but good to have you here on a Monday morning, sir. I wanted to bring up something that happened Saturday night.
Okay.
My son and I attended the Blue Moon thing at Wichita Sedgwick County Museum.
Okay.
Historical Museum. It's a little fundraiser to do. Eric Kale, of course, the director down there. We came in, Scott and I went into the second floor auditorium with a little drink in our hands, and all the tables were pretty much set except the one in the back where there were two ladies sitting there, two women.
Uh-huh.
And we asked if we could sit with them. And they said, well, sure, sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Had a conversation with them, and they know you.
They do. Uh-oh.
The older woman's name was Mrs. Al Buck.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, good, good.
I can't remember her first name.
Sally.
Sally.
Yeah.
And Sally and her daughter was there, too.
Okay.
So we just spent,
Wendy.
Yeah. Probably 45 minutes just chatting and exchanging information and whatnot. So.
Oh, good, good. And, did she have anything good to say?
She's really excited about Al. Of course, the late Al Buck was, manager of Channel 3.
Well, he's the one who hired us.
He hired you to come here, and she's mentioned that. We had a nice conversation with him.
Well, good, good. The event was good, and the music was good?
The event was good. It was Donna Tucker.
Awesome. Oh, she is amazing.
And love her.
I made a point when she was in between songs, I made a point to go up and talk to her.
Yeah.
As I'd met her like one time, probably 20 years ago.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I got to say, I got to tell you, not only do you sound good, you haven't aged a day.
She's amazing.
I don't know how old she is, but she is really.
I saw her at really Botanica and then again at, I think it was that Newport Grill out there in the summertime, you know, singing out there.
And it was fun. She was sitting there and having a little cocktail, listening to her. And then I ran into one more person I knew, Tom Donlinger.
Oh, okay.
Donlinger Construction.
Yeah.
He reminded me of the time that we worked together on a little project years and years ago. And he's very, of course, he's very active at Newman University, where Scott, my son, taught for a while. So it was a nice evening.
I played tennis with his brother, Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, there, and then Scott and I, afterward, we decided we'd go over to Grow, which is across the street. You know what Grow is? It's a little.
I've never been there. No, I haven't. Oh, haven't been there yet.
Got to go, because Scott and I go in. It's a little bar, but it's got plants everywhere. And most of everybody in there was a woman except Scott and me.
Uh-huh.
And they have a cocktail, and then they walk out with a plant. They buy a plant or something. It's weird. But it's a nice little
place. Where is that?
Right across.
It's in that new Fidelity parking garage.
Yes. Oh,
downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Actually, that building would be the old Henry's building, wouldn't it? Maybe. Oh. I don't know. Maybe not. But anyway.
Well, yeah, it's in that area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a great time.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay, today is a National Great American Pot Pie Day.
Oh.
Warm up the home with a toasty meal of pot pies to celebrate. I picked up one at the grocery store yesterday. They typically include, of course, a flaky top crust. And when I was a kid growing up, we had a pot pie now and then. I loved them.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially once you get to this time of year.
Yeah.
Good pot pie. Yeah.
Chicken, beef, or turkey? Anybody got a preference there?
I like chicken above and turkey.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I always wish there was a little bit more filling and gravy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like a lot of crust.
You know who does a good pot pie?
Marie Callender's. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KFC.
Do they really?
The KFC chicken pot pie is very tasty.
Does it have a crust on the bottom or just a float on the top?
Bottom and top.
Really?
Yes. I'm telling you.
Wow. Some of them cheat and just put a top on it.
I know.
You know?
Nope. The KFC pot pie is pretty good.
I gotta remember that one.
Celebrate a National Pot Pie Day. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. We got to get going here. Coming up at 6, 7 o'clock here, top of the hour news. Congress reaching a deal to postpone the shutdown. That's
okay.
On the way. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.